Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Previously on Who Shat on the Floor at My Wedding.
Nicolette came down to the toilets with me. As you walked into the toilet, the sinks were on the right, and then you had two cubicles on the left and then one at the end. Hank was obviously inside the doorway talking to people. I think he might have even had his chips at this point. No, he wouldn't have had his chips then.
Chips were later.
And I went to the one at the end, and you opened the door and the toilet was on the left-hand side. I think it was like three nuggets. But the third nugget had been skidded in.
Welcome to episode 5 of Who Shat on the Floor at My Wedding.
Right, so let's do a recap.
Okay, so in episode 2, we interrogated Emma. Emma said that she discovered the fecal matter. She said that she found 3 dollops, she referred to them as nuggets, just inside one of the cubicles. She claims that she was with a fellow bridesmaid called Nicolette. And Nicolette is who we will be interrogating today. We need to see if we can corroborate Emma's story. But before we do that, let's just quickly reflect on what happened when we went back to the scene of the crime last week.
Karen,
you physically got down on your hands and knees. You got into the cubicle, you were on the floor in the cubicle, and you reenacted what you saw Hank doing when you actually found him in the ladies' bathroom on your wedding night, scooping up fecal matter.
Something didn't seem right about Emma's witness statement. There's no way that those nuggets were inside the cubicle. There was just not enough space for him to get in the cubicle in front of the poo and clean it up, so it had to be outside of the cubicle. I will just say, just to recap on how the return to the crime scene went, I think we stooped to a low that I never want to return to in this podcast investigation, and I just want to call it out. That when you crawled into the cleaning cupboard in the ladies' bathroom and you unearthed a plastic bag.
Okay, I'm just going to get into this cleaning cupboard. Okay, this plastic bag looks like it's been here for numerous years. It's some sort of...
Oh, it's a filter.
Yeah.
It's a filter for the Hoover.
Right, it's not important. Like a wild goose chase, wasn't it, really?
Yeah.
Okay, how about we don't dwell on the past and focus on the interrogation at hand. Tell me a little bit about Nicolette before she arrives.
She's a good friend of mine. I've known her for, I don't know, like, 10 years at least, something like that.
And yeah. She's a good person. She's someone that you can trust.
She's always ready for a laugh, I would say that. But I don't know whether that extends all the way to shitting on the floor.
She's older. She's an older woman.
It's a very touchy subject.
Yeah, can we not include that? Well, in this case, we have to consider age as a potential motive in shitting on the floor. Not necessarily motive, but more just a consequence of age.
A cause. Slack-aged bowels, is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know. I just feel like when you're a young child, you shit yourself, and when you're an old person, you shit yourself. That's how life goes.
The circle of life.
Exactly.
Can
Can I ask a question? So you see, I think you said that there was a difference in the two stories between the story of Emma and the story of Nicolette. Can you remember what the inconsistency is?
Let's remember that I'm also a key witness. I saw the feces in question here.
Why do I have it fixed in my head that there are two different stories?
Because I don't remember it being three dollops, but then again, I didn't really look at it in detail. So I can understand there would be three, but
you sound like you were just a headless chicken in a stressful situation. You fell to pieces.
She was marrying you. What do you expect?
The word on the street is that suspects one and two have differing stories.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from, though. I don't know why we think this.
The street. They've been colluding, then. Do you think they've been discussing this behind our backs?
No.
Sounds suspicious.
I don't think anyone cares about this podcast.
What the dress code was.
She's here.
This is Who Shat on the Floor at My Wedding, interrogation number 3. Subject... Nicolette.
Did you enjoy the wedding?
Why would you use your alcohol?
Was that just you? There was some feces found later that night.
If I ever get married, I will not be inviting a single person down that day.
And when did you first learn about the shit on the floor?
Nicolette.
Who?
Explain it to me.
Do you remember the consistency?
I'm going to say you did it.
My name is Nicolette. I know Helen and Karen through many drunken nights.
We met at a wake.
We met at a wake, properly at a wake.
Yeah, we did.
And found out that we were buying the house that was...
Over the back fence.
Over the back fence from each other. And as we used to say, we could crawl home on our elbows.
From each other's house. So you go around, have a few drinks, and it's like so close we could crawl on our elbows to get home again.
Why would you use your elbows?
Did you enjoy the wedding?
I loved it. So it started off on the boat. I was on the welcoming table helping check people in.
And were you doing that with anyone else, or was that just you?
Oh, I think I was doing that with Emma. So the two of us were partners in crime there.
Okay. Emma, the suspect one, actually referred to herself as door bitch when she referred to that role she played as security. Is that something you would call yourself as well, a bitch?
No, not really. I think that's just Emma carving out a role for herself, really.
What was your favourite part of the wedding day?
I loved it all. The food was wonderful. The company, because everyone's such a good group of friends, and because they love these guys, everybody there was just amazing and fun to talk to. So yeah, it was really special.
You're painting an absolutely perfect picture of the day, which is ironic considering there were some feces found later that night.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. And that brings me on to my next question, which is, what was your least favourite part of the wedding and why?
Finding a shit on the floor. But the point is, at weddings, you're not looking for anything abnormal. You normally think that someone might get a little drunk, but this was a very classy affair. So everybody...
Up until a point.
And
aren't you going to look at weddings a bit differently now, Nicolette?
Depends who's there. I tell you, if anybody from the crowd who was at this wedding was there, then yes.
Anything could happen.
If I ever get married, I will not be inviting a single person from that day. And that will involve not inviting some very good friends of mine, but that's just the price you pay.
Unless, of course, you discover who did it.
That is a very great point, and that is why we're here today, Nicolette. I'm enjoying interviewing you.
To salvage your wedding, that's why we're here.
Well, yes.
Would you prefer to have a mediocre wedding without the shit on the floor, or a perfect wedding with a shit on the floor?
I'll take the fucking excellent wedding with the shit on the floor, actually.
Have you ever shat on the floor of a boat?
On the floor of a boat? No.
Have you ever thought about shitting on the floor of a boat?
No.
Have you ever dreamt about shitting on the floor of a boat?
No.
Have you ever shat?
Yes.
So you received an invite to the wedding because you were at the wedding?
Well, invite's pushing it slightly.
Is it?
It is.
In what way?
Hey, wait, no.
Pipe down, Helen.
There were kind of invites that did go out, but I have to say I think I'm a really good friend of Helen's, and Emma piped up, "Oh, Karen's asked to be bridesmaid at the wedding." And I remember feeling just a little downtrodden that she'd been asked and I hadn't been asked. And then a couple of weeks later, Helen kind of said, "But you do know that you're a bridesmaid at the wedding." And I'm like, no, you never asked me. And she's like, well, you're just my peeps. Of course you're prepared to know.
She did not say peeps.
She did say peeps. So Emma got a beautiful handwritten letter from Karen. And I just got this, well, you should have known because you're my peeps.
She did assume her peeps all got the memo just telepathically, which is strange for a grown woman to A, call people peeps, and B, assume that they can just read her mind. She's not a child. She's certainly acting like one.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And when did you first learn about the shit on the floor?
Now, Emma and I have discussed this, and this was a while ago, but I thought I was at the lead of the party who'd gone down to discover this. So I can't remember exactly who was in the group. I think it was myself, Emma, Hank. And I just remember walking through the door of the ladies' toilets, mm-hmm. and the sinks were to the right.
That's right.
And then ahead of me, on the floor, in one of the stall, was a stool. And so there was this perfectly kind of shaped, like, almost comedy shit.
Wait a minute.
Now,
like the turd emoji.
Like a turd emoji. I'm looking at it going, is that shit on the floor? And so, and then I can't remember whether Emma went in or... And I was backing off by then, because that kind of stuff, I'm sorry, I'm just a bit...
So you were backing off, Emma was backing off, but Hank was drawn closer, like a moth to a flame.
I think Hank felt that he was rescuing the ladies from this disgusting thing that had happened.
It's quite an odd chivalrous act, isn't it, to feel the need to, when everybody's running away from the turd, to want to run towards the turd.
I found it very chivalrous, but the truth is I would have just walked off anyway and denied having seen it. Had somebody, you know, I wasn't going to go and call someone to get it cleaned up. It was like, there are other people here. Someone else can deal with this shit.
Where were you when all this was going down?
I would say it must have been about at least 5 minutes after Nick walked away, because I came in when the chivalrous, as Nick calls him, Hank, was actually cleaning up.
Was hunched over the shit.
He was almost, yeah, he was in he was hunched over, and he was pretty much dealing possibly the last piece of it, getting rid of it. So, about 5 minutes after, I'd reckon.
Nicolette, I am going to ask you to draw where you saw the poo on the floor plan of the boat.
Of course. Oh, yes. So I think it was just here.
Okay, for our listeners, Nicolette has just marked on the floor plan where she thinks the fecal matter was found, and she's also alluding to it being just inside the cubicle on the end, which is interesting to say the least. Mm. Do you remember the consistency?
Okay, put it this way. If somebody else hadn't gone in afterwards and cleaned it up and actually said that it was what it was, I would have thought from the distance I saw it from that it was a comedy joke shop turd. mean, you asked for honesty, so...
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what I need from you, Nicolette. Honesty. And that is why it's really upsetting me that your description of the turd is very different to the previous witness statement who you claim to be friends with. Explain that to me.
As I said, she may well have got closer than I did.
The environment is getting a little tense now. I'm just feeling a
detective has changed the tone a little bit. I don't know.
Detective has changed the tone because detective has just suddenly realised that there's a difference between nuggets and fake joke turds. So I just think it's important that we really need to trust our witnesses and we need to trust our suspects. Well, actually, we don't. They're suspects. We need to trust our witnesses, and you're a witness. And I just need to verify that you're physically up to scratch to be a witness. So do you mind if I get you to perform a simple test?
Of course.
Karen, unveil the test.
So Karen's just going to take the mirror off the wall.
She's unveiling the test. So as you can probably see, Nicolette, this is an eye test. If you could just read out the letters for me, starting from the top.
A-O-E-H-L-A-N-T-C-O-H-L-A-O-T-I-D-I-D-I-T. I did it.
Did you just say you did it?
I did say I did it. That's the test that I'm reading on the wall.
Sorry,
you're not leading the witness at all, are you?
I don't know whether we can take this confession.
Well, also, we don't want to because that would mean the podcast is over.
True. Yeah, maybe we didn't think this one through.
No. Why should we believe that it wasn't you that shat on the floor?
I was wearing a Victoria Beckham dress, and it's quite floaty, and there's no way I'm going to shit in a Victoria Beckham dress on the floor. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
If anybody knew what I was like with my clothes and whatever else, yeah, they'd know that you just don't do things like that.
Would you say that you're a football fan, Nicolette?
Oh, here she goes.
It's a difficult question. I have become a football fan after being with Simon for so long. So now I do a fantasy football team. And I've beaten Simon quite a few seasons in a row.
I mean, I'd say that's a football fan. So let me move on to the next question. Are you aware that Victoria Beckham, the maker of your dress, is married to a famous footballer?
Beckham.
Mm-hmm. And do you know which team he's famously associated with?
Man United.
Well done. And which team does your boyfriend support?
Liverpool.
Interesting. So they're rivals, really, aren't they? So when you say you wouldn't shit in a Victoria Beckham dress, could there be a motive there for shitting all over Manchester United, in theory?
Now I'm realising why we needed to enlist... After that line of questioning, I know why we had to enlist Laura and Kilby.
No, trust me, there are easier ways to find motives.
After you then, Detective Lauren Kilby.
A potential line of inquiry, as I am a detective, was I had a discussion with some other detectives and we worked out that potentially if you were wearing a long flowy dress and not wearing underwear, you could have shat whilst walking and no one would have noticed. So my question earlier before you arrived at the interrogation was simply, was she wearing a tight or a flowy dress? And Helen said that it was extremely tight, possibly putting pressure on your bowels, and pretty sure you weren't wearing underwear.
So inappropriate.
The thing I would most like to see from this bit is, you know when they do like the reconstructions? So based on the research that your detectives have done, I want to see this reconstruction of how you could have just walked through, tight or loose. I think the reconstruction would be great, but I'm just looking forward to that bit that you can just do it while you're walking in a dress. And,
Well, you'll need to work out if it's easier to do it whilst you're wearing a long flowy dress or a tight Victoria Beckham number that squeezes your bowels.
Can I just cut in here 1 second and can you just look me in the eye for a second?
Very ham-fisted with these questions.
Look me in the eye. Are you paying attention? Answer me this. Did you or did you not shit on the floor at our wedding?
I didn't shit on the floor at your wedding. And the only thing I would say to end is that I guess this just shows that truth is always stranger than fiction.
So what do we think? Do you think she's innocent or do you think she's guilty?
Innocent, Your Honour.
I will say that also being a witness, I concur more with her description of the matrimonial turd. It was slightly misshapen, but it was comical. It was like an absolute classic turd. So the way she described it, I was like, bang on, that's what I remember.
Right. So it resonated with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, get it?
That's beautiful.
Oh my God, it's from him. He's ready.
Okay, we have just received a text message that contains a very good piece of information. I would almost call this a breakthrough. Henk has finally agreed to come in for questioning. So next week, we will be interviewing Henk, the man who was seen in the ladies' bathroom for 4 hours during the wedding, receiving food and drinks.
That really bothers you, doesn't it?
That really gets to me.
And the
really
man who also cleaned up the shit, which is a kind of important bit of information.
Exactly.
Found at the scene of the crime, caught brown-handed, horrible pun, but it's the truth. And yeah, he's got a lot of answering to do.
Up next on Who Shat on the Floor at My Wedding.
It's funny, you go through the wedding, you've just told us what happened at the wedding, but you missed quite arguably the entire point of why you're here today, which is the fact that you decided it was a good idea to kneel down and scoop up human poo.
I thought you guys were clutching at straws somewhat, but now I see these pages and pages and pages.
We're not. This is proper evidence. I'm honestly shocked and alarmed. And I don't know how to deal with this.
I actually have no words for this. I thought I knew Henk.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.